This is WHYY News. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. Good morning. The government watchdog group Public Citizen says conservative activist Scott Pressler failed to disclose spending aimed at defeating three Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices last year. They say Pressler's early vote action used paid staff, mailers, campaign materials, and text messages to urge voters to remove the three Democratic justices, but never registered as a Pennsylvania political committee or reported their finances. Craig Holman is a Public Citizen's government affairs lobbyist.
Pressler was obviously very active in the Pennsylvania 2025 retention election. And, voters have a right to know how much anyone is spending to try to affect their vote choices.
All three justices won retention. Public Citizen wants Pressler's group to disclose its spending retroactively and comply with the campaign finance requirements in the future. A project to bring pop-up stores to vacant buildings in Philadelphia's struggling Market East corridor is being extended through the end of the year, while a city task force works on a long-term redevelopment strategy. WHYY's Mayor Rindy has the details.
The project will be built by a New York developer and bring nearly 130 units to the site. All of the homes will be subsidized by the Philadelphia Housing Authority. That means renters will spend no more than 30% of their monthly income on rent. Kelvin Jeremiah leads PHA.
In that area, we saw a lot of increasing market rate activity, especially around student housing. And we put a fork in the road and we said that we wanted to maintain our assets in the neighborhood, essentially because we wanted to make sure to maintain affordability.
The building is part of the final phase of a years-long effort to redevelop a traditional public housing site that was demolished. On the same site, the Housing Authority plans to build 15 affordable townhomes for sale. Construction is expected to start by the end of the year. Aaron Moselle, WHYY News.
That audio was for the story, a new affordable apartment building, which is slated for a section of North Philadelphia near Temple University. And let's see, a project to bring pop-up stores to vacant buildings in Philadelphia's struggling Market East corridor is being extended through the end of the year. The announcement comes as a city task force is working to come up with a long-term redevelopment strategy for the area. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson made his second visit to Northeast Pennsylvania in 4 months to promote Republican Congressman Rob Bresnahan's re-election campaign. The congressman is facing Democratic Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti. Polls show President Donald Trump's job approval ratings are low and voters are questioning his one big beautiful bill. Sports: Phillies defeated the Marlins 4-1 yesterday at Citizens Bank Park. They'll play the St. Louis Cardinals tomorrow night, and Philadelphia Union, they tied with Inter Miami 2-2 last night. This is WHYY.